Hello, welcome back to the English programme. Time now to check out what's happening at the BBC with the official press office website. bbc.co.uk/press office is where we get our information from. But if you're planning on watching the BBC today, we have a few things, or well, not us personally, but we'll give you information about a few things that the BBC has got in store for you today. So we're looking now at the official BBC press office site. Okay, let's have a little look here for Tuesday, the 18th of January, 2011. We've got Land Girls. Knocked a wire there. Episode 2 of 5. It's called Displaced Loyalties, the second series of BBC One Daytime's award-winning period drama following the lives of the land girls on the Hoxley estate. It continues today, and they do their bit for the country in the shadow of war. Today, B catches the eye of an Italian prisoner of war called Salvatore. He speaks to her as the girls are working in the fields, and then starts to sing in Italian and is joined by other POWs. Sort of brings back the memories of Tenko, doesn't it? Okay, after that, we have got EastEnders tonight getting very controversial with the storylines here. Well, tonight, Carol is forced to admit the truth to Bianca. Not too sure what the truth is. Meanwhile, Max takes control of the situation. Not too sure what the situation is. But is he too late? Well, I can't answer that. Too late for what? Haven't got a clue. That's EastEnders tonight, BBC One, 7:30. And at 8 o'clock, BBC One, is Holby City. Yes. Now, Elliot, played by Paul Bradley, who was once in Red Dwarf, and EastEnders. Not EastEnders. Yes, EastEnders. I'm getting all my things mixed up here. Well, he discovers his colleagues in a compromising position. Not quite sure what that means. When Elliot discovers Greg and Marie Claire in a compromising situation, Greg's position is put in jeopardy as the medical drama continues. Greg goes out of his way to prove to Elliot how talented he is, but risks a patient's life in the process. So it's all drama, isn't it? All high drama here. And it's followed by, at 9 p.m, BBC One, Silent Witness, part 2 of the episode First Casualty, when an X-ray of Lockford's skull reveals a second bullet, Harry calls D.I. Hart, as the forensic crime drama continues. It looks like the soldier could have been murdered. So it's all doom and gloom tonight. But there we go, that's your lot. That's all you're getting from me. You got Land Girls, nice and easy watching. But we got a sort of mix of EastEnders and Holby City and Silent Witness. It's a bit too dramatic for my liking. I think I can't watch it even if I wanted to, but I think I shall sit here and read a book or something. All that drama. Great stuff. Okay, that's your lot. BBC highlights for today. All the information taken from the BBC Press Office. The official website, bbc.co.uk/press office.